This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Ah, very big Generation X. Good evening, everybody. Kyle, Jason, Jake,
Jason.
Jason, hi, Jason. Jacob and Josh. Oh, I got the two J's. Howdy. Again. Damn it. How are you guys? I'm very good. Thank you. Yep. On tonight's show, big show, because tonight we're getting a little bit intrusive about Facebook and whether you can follow someone when they're in a relationship. Maybe they're not in a relationship anymore,
yes,
but you like them.
Yes.
And now you can have an app and an upgrade.
But we'll also be telling a story about my dad and him hooking up on Facebook. So that's kind of related.
Oh.
I didn't preview this guy before.
Is he listening?
No. Maybe. I hope not. He deserves it if he is.
Yes, well, exactly. We're also hearing an interview from Beck on Beckfast on Saturdays, who was talking to the creator of Born This Way.
Yes.
Not the song.
No, not the song, but the blog, which is really good, and it's been getting a huge number of hits the last couple of weeks, and been meaning to get Paul on. We couldn't manage to secure him, so we've got the interview that was on a couple of weeks ago.
Steal somebody else's work if you can't do it yourself.
Exactly.
I've always said that, and people are finally learning.
It's the Joy motto.
This is Generation X. You can SMS us on 0427JOY949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au or call 1300JOY949. But first of all, before we get into gay school and all the rest of it here on Generation X, we're going to play a little bit of Lady Marmalade. Christina. Don't we love Christina? Have you seen the new movie, Josh?
Burlesque. Oh, three times.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed. We'll talk about that soon on Generation X.
And you're listening to Generation X on Joy.
This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. While Josh smashes into the microphone, we are getting very excited because we want your SMSs.
Just can't 0427
Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. We always love to hear from you. That is the SMS number, but Jacob's dad has been hooking up with random people from Facebook.
Yes. Long story short. Okay, last week, it was Thursday night, my dad, he's from Adelaide, he came over to Melbourne, we had dinner, and he brought with him his new
girlfriend.
Love interest person. I don't know what to call her.
A Boette.
Okay, her name. I don't want to say her name.
Let's call her Judy.
I'll call her Judy. All right.
Judy Jetson.
Okay, so Judy and my dad, we were out to dinner with Damien, my boyfriend, and we were like kind of at first forcing conversation a little bit. And this conversation got around to how they met. Now, Judy told this story about how she and my dad had known each other when they were like 17 years old and they went to each other's 21st birthday and stuff. Now, my dad got divorced he got separated from my mum like 5 years ago and he was with another woman for a long time. Anyway, this woman, Judy, Facebooked my dad's name and couldn't find him. So she Facebooked my dad's sister's name and found him through there.
Stalked him, basically.
And saw that he was divorced and decided to send him a message via my aunt kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So
how old is Judy Jetson?
I imagine the same as my dad, so about 51, 52.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's very technologically advanced if she's networking like that.
It struck me as vaguely kind of weird, you know, that kind of generation hooking up on Facebook. And my dad is the least likely person ever to, I don't know, hook up with somebody on Facebook.
Oh, I think it's great.
Because he doesn't know how to use Facebook, first of all.
Oh, I've got a message.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I knew how to read it.
That's the thing. She said she sent him a message and then, like, it just went six months without a response.
So, your dad is single at the moment?
My dad's not single.
Mm.
He's with Judy. Yes.
Ah, so...
They managed to hook up, and my aunt...
Have they changed their relationship status? Like,
I don't know.
So, it's not really official.
I'm not friends with my dad on Facebook, and I'm not that interested in his love life. Mm. But, yeah, it struck me as so weird that generation would be on Facebook and using it for these kind of purposes.
There was an app you were saying before that you could sign into, and anyone who you're interested in would follow and then alert you.
Yes. And it reminded me, I saw another news story of a Facebook app that allows users to, say you like somebody, but they're in a relationship already, and you're friends with them on Facebook. Well, you can download the app, register their name, so that when their relationship status changes, so they're no longer in a relationship and they're single, it gives you a little ping, little pop-up thing to tell you they're no longer in a relationship, and you can go ahead and start courting them. And that's what it reminded me of. That's the essence of what my dad and Judy have done.
Half the fun is checking their Facebook every single day to see if these things have changed.
I was going to say, does that sort of aid stalking, or is it just an accessory?
It's an accessory to stalking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would hold up in court, surely.
Accessory to stalking.
The app was available to me, and I'm
I think
not...
it's too far. Yeah.
It's a bit
far.
Funny, isn't it? It's unusual.
Yeah.
There's some funny apps out there, and Josh, you were talking to me before.
Mini gay boyfriend.
Mm. I've just downloaded my little mini gay boyfriend. He comes in my pocket all the
time.
What's
his name?
Does it make passive-aggressive comments about what you're wearing or something?
I haven't set up my mini gay boyfriend, but he would, I'm sure, if it's anything like the real thing, would make passive... lots of passive-aggressive... Oh, that doesn't really fit you anymore, does it? Yeah. I'm going to call him Jason. Okay, my mini gay boyfriend comes around with my pocket. That's what his name is. No, I love you.
And for those listeners out there, Jason is...
is my bigger-than-life gay boyfriend.
Your regular-sized boyfriend.
My regular-sized. Well, regular. No, I won't be mean because that's just me. But there is some funny apps out there. If you know any, 0427JOIN949. Or if you know someone who's randomly found... because this is a hookup thing where they found 17 years later, they've met up with each other.
Like 27 years later.
27, they were 17.
Yeah.
It's quite romantic.
Yeah. So let me know if you've actually used this app to find somebody. Because I think it was only up for a couple of days and it's been taken down for whatever reason.
Mm.
But let us know if you've used this app. And also, if you've been keeping your eye on somebody that you know on Facebook who's in a relationship, just to see when they change it to when they're single.
People get really obsessed with it. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back from this. And we'll also be listening to the interview from Beckfast from the creator of Born This Way. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Robbie Williams. We had a few calls through the break, which is very, very exciting. And interestingly, they're all phone calls. Hugh said that we didn't invent the internet. Young people didn't invent the internet. That's correct.
Yeah.
But we are certainly using the hell out of it.
Mm. Yeah. So we had a couple of callers saying we're not useless and curmudgeonly. But I'm just saying my dad is 51. He doesn't know how to use the internet.
He doesn't know how to use the internet.
I'm just talking about my dad specifically.
Now, there are times on this show where we do have a laugh about old people using the internet. We have a bit of a laugh, and it's only a joke.
Yeah.
We'd never seriously think. My nan texts me, well, maybe, you know, 1,000 times a day now that I've taught her how to text quickly. But, we by no means generalize or stereo.
Is it just like, I'm going to the fridge now, Kyle?
Yeah, it's a
my
sort of
thing. My grandma uses the, you know, like when there's a second call, she knows how to, like, switch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Even I get confused to do that.
Yeah, she can do the whole recall thing, yeah.
We had another one saying, don't laugh at 51-year-olds.
Not
well, we laugh
at
52-year-olds and 53-year-olds.
Yes.
Now, we were talking about Don't Be Gay. Thank you very much for your response. It's very nice always to have feedback. 0427JOY949 is the SMS number. You can email onair@joy.org.au, but as everyone else has done, 1300JOY949 or 569949 is the calling number.
We're going now to an interview was on Beckfast a couple of weeks ago, Beckfast on Saturday mornings from 7 until 9. And she was speaking to Paul, the creator of the blog Born This Way. Now, this came to my attention, as does most things, on Twitter. And it's basically a blog where people send in photos of themselves as children, and they talk about kind of their childhoods growing up gay. And it's a really kind of interesting look, and it's an interesting sort of a photo blog, I suppose. So this is Paul, the creator of the website.
Paul, on the line. Tell us what this project's all about.
The project actually started off in my head about 3 years ago as a coffee table book. And the idea came from a photo from a friend of mine on MySpace. It's the photo of the little boy in the plaid jumpsuit. And when I saw it, I looked at it and I said, oh my God, if there's anybody that wants to have a chat about whether, you know, gay people are born gay or they learn to be gay, this photo will disprove any theory besides being born gay. And I just thought, I thought, you know, there's got to be other photos like this, obviously, around the world. And wouldn't it be great to just see the photo and just hear the story from that person, their experience as a gay kid, and, you know, their experience now as a gay adult, and simply just the simplicity of the photo and the story. And originally I thought, and you know, as well, you know, let's get, you know, famous out people involved, whether it's, you know, Melissa Etheridge or Elton John or Ellen DeGeneres, or, you know, the list goes on, so that they're a part of it as well, because as kids, you know, they weren't famous. So I kind of sat on it for all that time. It's been in my head all this time, and what really got me, you know, off my butt to do it, you know, here in America the last few months, there's been really terrible rash of gay suicides going on. And just in general, you know, discussions about gay marriage and anti-gay rhetoric and, you know, be it religious leaders or political leaders. And I just, you know, I just got so mad and so sad. And especially with the, you know, Dan Savage started the It Gets Better project, which I just think is amazing. And it just inspired me to have another layer that gay people and especially gay kids can see themselves in these stories. And if it helps them at all, say, oh, that's my story. That's how I feel. To keep them alive, really. That's the sort of serious, you know, reason. But there was also, like, I just thought it would just be just fun. You know, we, as gay people, we don't really have or had a place to celebrate our youth. And some of us were either felt shameful or guilty or embarrassed or any of those things that we go through as gay kids. So this was a way to celebrate that and the simplicity of the pictures and the stories.
You've got pictures from people that were kids in the 60s, you've got them in the 90s. There is one from 2000 which freaked me out as a 30-something-year-old that there's kids that are old enough to be submitting stuff that were little in the year 2000. But, you know, it seems to be getting submissions from all over the world and from a real range of ages.
Yeah, and I'm actually really interested in the older people because, you know, the experience of being gay. I might even consider having a cutoff. You know, maybe 2000 is the cutoff. I don't know. I really don't want to not post. I kind of want to post everybody. You know, I'm not really censoring or choosing. I'm really just posting them up as I get them. But I'm really interested in the older people's stories because it was so different, you know. I was, you know, a child of the 60s and the 70s, and we didn't have out gay people. You know, the closest thing, you know, and it's not even really applicable, was, you know, like Paul Lynde or Charles Nelson Reilly. But they weren't even out, you know. You just watched them and you knew, like, I think that's me and what's that all about? You know, and so we didn't have reference points. We didn't have a word for it. Or if we did have a word, it was never positive. It was negative. And the other little interesting layer about the photos in general, but of the older photos, is I actually really love seeing the rooms and the furniture and the knickknacks and just the things that capture those unto themselves are a time capsule. And so I love seeing that as well. So I'm happy when I get a submission from, you know, a much older gay person, just in terms for historical perspective, and because the story is very different than even someone who was a kid in 1985, because little by little things got better or got more talked about or communicated than it would have been previous to that.
That's Paul talking to Beckfast a couple of weeks ago. Beckfast, of course, on Joy 94.9 on Saturday mornings. We'll come back to that. Paul will talk more about the site Born Gay, Born This Way. The website is www.borngaybornthisway.blogspot.com.
Good. Remember that?
Yes.
Practice it. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9.
Yes. 0427 Joy 949.
Coming back to Joy 94.9 Generation Next, we're going back to the interview with Beck. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with Paul from Born Gay, Born This Way, the fabulous photo blog.
Why do you think it's so popular?
I think what's really resonating is something I said a bit earlier, which was this might be the first time for gay people to feel the celebratory nature of their childhood. I mean, I think there's lots of different layers. I mean, some of the comments I get are, oh, this is so silly and so funny, I love it. And then there's also, you know, there's people seeing themselves in the stories where there's struggles, you know, or bullying or not so great childhood or parents that weren't very accepting. I think that's really, I just think people, again, are seeing themselves. They're seeing their stories in print, and they can relate. And because it's 100% viewer-driven, you know, aside from a couple messages that I've posted and things like that, it's pure. Blog's not about me, it's about everyone else. And like I said, I find it important that the blog shows, you know, the good and the bad. I got one, a story, his name is Matt. And it was a story about being in the Cub Scouts and being at a meeting and talking about what the kids wanted to be when they grew up. And
he told the kid he wanted to marry a policeman, you know, and live in a three-bedroom house, and he wanted to make ice cream.
Oh.
And the kids laughed at him, and the scoutmaster basically said, you know, you're unnatural, you're a heathen, you're a devil child, and kicked the kid out to go sit on the front stairs of the church. And kids sat there for 2 hours. It got dark. The meeting ended, and all the kids filed out, and he asked the scoutmaster to call his mom to pick him up, and scoutmaster basically ignored him and said, I know someone put you up to this, and basically walked away and left him sitting there in the dark, 6 years old. His mom, you know, at first didn't believe him and thought he must be making this story up. And so, you know, in America, we have to deal with a lot of religion, because religion is so prevalent here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard to post that. I mean, I almost started crying. I mean, it was very, very sad. He's a happy gay adult man now. And, you know, as they say, everything we go through defines our character later in life.
You've had quite a lot of submissions, but for those of our listeners this morning that are thinking, oh, I've got a great picture and I'd like to submit it, how do they do it?
On the blog, if you look at the top there, it'll say submission page, and you can click on that, and that has information on sort of the guidelines and what's required to submit something. I knew it would resonate with people, but I had no idea that it would, that the level of people responding and just wanting to keep reading the blog. I really had no idea. It's pretty amazing.
A big thank you to Breakfast on a Saturday Morning, the Saturday Morning Breakfast Show. Beck interviewed the creator of Born Gay, Born This Way, and we can't think of a better song to take us out from that. Bit of gags, Lady Gaga on Generation Next on Joy 94.0. Now, of course, this weekend is Mardi Gras. Are you guys going up for Mardi
Gras?
Not going.
Have you been before?
No, I haven't.
I've never been before, but it's my lifelong ambition to go, because in year six, I was doing something gay, I don't know, remember what, and my teacher said, why don't you just join the Mardi Gras, Jacob? So from then on, I've decided I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Well, next year, maybe we could break your virginity.
Break my Mardi Gras.
Your Mardi Gras virginity.
Pop my Mardi Gras
cherry. Yeah.
Yes. It's a fantastic weekend. But something that's come to my attention, I got a few emails during the week. A bit of debate whether Mardi Gras is still relevant. And a lot of the debate comes from people who are over 30 years old now.
Yes.
Mardi Gras is 30, nearly 40 years old, almost. And it's interesting that they're debating over it and we're not.
Yeah.
Young people really aren't. Well, I'd love to hear whether it is still relevant.
I suppose the argument is that it was probably relevant 30 years ago when there really was a huge reason to get out onto the streets and celebrate your pride, because it was so illegal and so taboo,
yeah.
whereas it's not quite so much. And so the idea, the vision of people, you know, walking down the streets barely clothed and waving feathers and stuff around, it doesn't quite sort of gel with...
Correlate.
It doesn't quite, yeah, correlate
good word,
with...
Good word.
Correlate. Sorry, I remember
just
that
to
from
throw that in.
Coralie Hollow. From,
yeah.
Yep.
Do you have words with friends? Sorry, segue here, but you should know.
Yes,
love
I do.
Words with friends.
Yeah. Yep.
You
yep.
should
yes.
use that.
But back to Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
I was reading this piece by Doug Pollard the other day, and he's kind of said that, like, we should sort of scale back the Mardi Gras, or do it differently, or just change tack with it, because it sort of defeats the whole purpose of gay pride, being this is like we're normal, we're not dysfunctional people,
yes.
we're perfectly normal functioning people, you know, members of society. So it kind of sort of defeats the purpose in the eyes of a lot of people to one weekend a year go out in the street and go, yeah, and, you know, behave. And celebrate the debauchery
Jacob
of it all.
Jacob does that every weekend.
Yeah, that's my weekend.
It would be very interesting, because that is the argument. That's the main argument that you hear, is that why do we have to have a bunch of drag queens running down the street to celebrate what we are and what we do? But it is a huge part of our culture.
Yeah. Mm.
Drag is a huge part of our culture.
Yeah.
And barely clothed men and,
yeah.
and lesbians on bikes is obviously a huge part of our culture.
Can't not come into joy unless you see a dyke on a bike, you know.
In a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pride March is the same, but Pride March is not as big as a huge festivity.
Yeah.
But it's more now, Mardi Gras is now more a festival every year, and it's on TV.
Yeah.
People tune in all around the world. People come from all over the world to come for the Mardi Gras. It's a party more than anything.
Yeah, it's got a different purpose today.
We do still have fights, and we still have arguments such as equality for marriage and the rights, you know, of revolutionised from 30 years ago. It'd be very interesting, though, to hear from some young people. You can email us during the week. You can write us an essay. I won't read it, but I'll be very grateful that you got it. Generation Next.
I'll read the first and last sentence.
Generation Next onair@joy.org.au is our email address, or you can send us a quick email tonight.
onair@joy.org.au. I know what I'm
or
doing.
Or you can SMS.
0427-JOY949. That is 569949.
Or you can call 1300-JOY949, because it would be very interesting to hear from some young people under the age of 27. I'm setting the limit under the age of 27. Under the age of 30.
Do you know
I'll get a bit crazy.
You guys have a lot of friends who are going age of 27?
Yes, there are a lot of friends that are going. I went last year was my first one. I was 21, and it was completely relevant to me.
Mm.
But the relevance of the actual, from what it started to what it is now, it is, though, in fairness, called the new Mardi Gras, and it's aimed to be more of a party, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. I think that's a good direction to go in, because it's not, like I said, it's not the same kind of, brah, we're here, we're queer, get used to it, sort of parade that it was once 30 years ago.
It is a big, it is definitely a very big celebration. It is just a big party when you're there. Really big party
atmosphere.
If you
look at it, like it's a party, then, you know,
you'll love it.
Everyone loves a party.
Yeah. We gave all those numbers, 0427, and we'll go, when we come back, we'll be doing Gay School with Plenty this week. Plenty been happening again. Something more on Facebook, if you can believe that. There's something more on
Facebook.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9. It's time for Gay School. I was going to call it Play School. And I don't have the music ready, but it is time for Gay School, our favourite time of the week. One thing I wanted to bring up before is I'd love to restart something we used to do a long time ago on Generation Next, is Queer Questions. If you have queer questions, anything about being queer, young and queer, we would love you to email them. You can email them through the week, any time of the day or night. GenerationNext@joy.org.au is the email address. Or you can find us on Twitter. You can tweet bang us with one of your queer questions, or on Facebook, or our website, whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Get through. Joy.org.au, you'll find more information. It can be questions about coming out. It can be questions about sexual health. It can be questions about bullying. And
just general sort of gay questions, because being gay is a minefield.
How do you spell share?
Yeah.
No, not S-H-E-R.
How do you,
C-H-E-R.
No, the more pertinent question is, how do you pronounce share? Because somebody will say sure.
Sure or share.
No.
Let's
no.
not go for those sorts of questions. No. Let's go for important questions.
Because you can just Google that, you know.
Yeah. It can be all... Well, unfortunately, that's how we'll be answering it. Just Googling it. But if you'd love a question that can be answered and discussed, because sometimes back in the day when we had queer questions happening week after week, there would be a topic and it would run the whole show, nearly. So if you have anything, generationnext@joy.org.au, or just jump on the website, joy.org.au, and send them through to us, because that would be very, very interesting.
Mm. If you want to ask a question about us, one of us maybe. Because sometimes we sort of chat in between... when we're on air, and sometimes maybe the information doesn't get conveyed on air. So if you guys want to know something,
send it through. Now, there was, of course, Charlie Sheen's been in a bit of trouble lately.
I don't want to talk about Charlie Sheen.
If you don't want to talk about it, you can just read about it new website, livethesheendream.com.
What is that?
Livethesheendream.com.
Livethesheendream.
Is when you jump on and it'll just come through with a random quote of one of his previous rants, you know, one of his rants that have just happened. You just click on his head and a new rant will come up.
Okay.
Love it.
Like how his nanny and his prostitute are his two goddesses that he lives with.
Exactly. Yeah, stuff like that.
And how he's God.
So you can jump online to that, and I'll probably put the link up on our blog as well. More Gay School.
Yes, we do. Now, this is a story that I read about a couple of weeks ago. Kids learn with my uncle's wedding. Now, a couple of years ago, there was a book called, I think, Heather's Two Mummies or Daddy's
like
Two... I mean, Billy's
Daddy's
Two Daddies or something. Something like that. Anyway.
Judy Jetson.
Yeah. There's been a new book out, my uncle's wedding, and it's basically a kid's book designed to explain to kids... you know, about gay relationships, and it's told through the story of a little boy whose uncles decide to get married. And I haven't read the book, but from all the reviews that I've seen, it's a really good sort of educational tool. And I know that, especially in America, a lot of people were saying, oh, this is indoctrination. It's clearly evidence of that sort of stuff. But I don't know. I kind of think that the kind of parents who would give their kids this kind of book, they're balanced and have... education already at their sort of disposal, so
they're open-minded
already, you know.
There we go.
Yes,
find out more. Now, of course, as I said, more about Facebook.
Yeah, always coming back to Facebook. Look, So the relationship status on Facebook, always a hot topic for debate.
Remember when MySpace got bought out or something like that, and the you could put your thing as being straight, gay, bi, whatever like that, and then someone else took over, and then gay disappeared, and there's like rumours.
Really?
It's back now, but rumours.
Who bought MySpace? Was it Google?
Someone, I don't know. Someone. And
News Corp, was it?
Someone, who cares? Somebody did it.
Yes, it was.
And the person who was running it was accused of being a homophobe, and that's why it went away. No one remembers that. Maybe I made it up. But yeah, the gay option went away for a day, and then it all blew up in the media, and all of a sudden it was back again. Bit of drama.
Did you guys have your statuses as gay? Because I remember I had a MySpace and
I still
didn't.
Don't.
I didn't have what is it? MySpace.
MySpace, yeah.
And Loser!
Yeah. And similarly on Facebook, there's an interested in men or women. Yeah. I don't have that. Because I think you just look at my Facebook for half a second and you'll see.
Honestly, look at my pictures.
You know how you do it. You check their mutual friends and that's how you tell if they're gay. Like,
I was saying the other day that there's... Whenever I meet someone, see someone on Facebook, there's always either 12 mutual friends, which means they might be a country gay or something like that. Mm. Then there's one who, like, out of suburbs, and the ones that live in South Yarra, there's always 43 mutual friends. Yeah. South Yarra, Pran, that little area, 43 mutual
commercial
friends.
Road, yeah.
I don't know how or why, it's just geographically possible as it happens.
Like, okay, well, look, getting back to the story.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so you know how you can have, like, it's complicated, married, blah, blah, blah. Although, so Facebook has just come out with the... Has come out. Facebook...
Lol.
Has come out with in a civil union or in a domestic partnership.
Ah.
So, yeah, this is really good for the gays.
It will also mean that everyone who has a fag hag will now be married... Instead of being married to, they can be in a civil partnership with their fag hag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't understand this article. It says that the change is rolling out in America, Canada, the UK, France, and Australia. There is no civil partnerships and domestic partnerships.
No,
all those
isn't.
Marriage light options.
New Zealand does. And New Zealand's basically Australia, so it's accommodating for that.
Yes.
Yeah, look, there's still a little bit of contention over the gender options.
Uh-huh.
I am male or I am female. So there's some...
But you can leave it blank, can't you?
Yeah, you can choose not to display it, I think. So there's some transgender groups who want to a third option, such as, you know, I'm transgender or gender unspecified or something, which, you know, fair enough.
Yep.
But that hasn't been rolled out yet, to my understanding.
Very good. At least it's an advance.
Yeah, we're getting there.
One last thing. It wouldn't be a Generation X without a Minogue in it either. We have Facebook and a Minogue, and then it's a complete Generation X. We do have a video from Danny Minogue who gets a little bit peed off about when people say
that's so gay.
Let's have a listen to the video and her message.
Say Something is the theme of 2011 Mardi Gras, and the first march was in 1978, and I think there's still things that we want to talk about, things that we want to change, and I think that what everyone's asking for is equality. Something that kind of bugs me is when I hear people say, oh, that's gay, as if meaning in a light-hearted way. And they might not realise what gay means, what the word is, what they're saying. But words can hurt people. And I think if you're standing around and you overhear a conversation and someone says, oh, that's gay, it is actually being said in a derogatory way. And I think we just need to be really careful about the words we use and what we say and how they can affect others.
Message from Queen Danny. Right there on Generation X, which is a very valid message. She's been very supportive.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, whether it's okay to say that's gay or not. Because I'm going to put my hand up. I'm guilty of doing that. I do
still?
That all the time. Still.
Still.
Yeah.
Ah.
Because I don't want to be precious about it. I don't know. Anyway, that's one for the SMS crowd, 0427JOY949.
Whether it's still okay.
Where?
Yes. We don't have a lot of time, but...
We just actually got an SMS here from an older gay who thinks Mardi Gras is very important event for a young gay person wondering, you know, to see the huge numbers of gays in one place and might give them confidence and ability for self-acceptance. I think that's a really good point.
Very true.
Really good message.
It's the same as I've said before with Pride March here in Victoria. If it might have been your first one this year and you went along, it would blow your mind. Walking down the street or standing in a crowd where people are applauding you for walking down the street for being Pride.
Just so you know proud. That you know, you're not alone and that there are other people there.
It has a huge meaning, as we say. It's not so much, we said it's a big party now, but it does have a huge, huge standing on the GLBTI calendar.
Now, just got a quick song here for my desk bestie who's listening. We've both been listening to
What's
the
desk bestie?
Desk bestie. She sits next to me at work. She's my desk bestie.
Well, good on her. Does she have choice only because she sits next to you?
No, just ended up like that. Oh, but, good. We're really tight now.
We're like besties forever.
Like BFF. And yes, we've been listening to The Boob, so this is for you.
It's a little bit ironic that you sit next to her every day and you're choosing this song to play for it.
Oh, I know. It's just, it is a little bit ironic, but it's a really good song.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We are finished for the night. Coming out with Dave and Jade next for Different Strokes, although you can get in contact with it on Twitter.
On Twitter, twitter.com/GenNextJoy949.
And the same, you can just search up Generation Next on Facebook. And we are there.
Or you can go to our website, gennextjoy949.wordpress.com.
Very good.
Wow,
and soon we're going to
have a real website.
We're going to have a website soon, aren't we, Josh?
We are indeed.
The Generation X web designer, Josh, live in the studio. We're going to interview you right now about how the website's going.
Oh, it looks fabulous.
Okay, well, it looks pretty good last time I checked it.
Yeah.
I'll check it all out. And generationnext@joy.org.au. For your queer questions, bring them during the week because we will definitely answer them, address them next week. We're looking forward to it. But take us out now, I Heart Hiroshima.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.